Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Shanta. How may I help you?
Yes, Shanta. I just received this bill, and I'm not familiar with who you are.
Okay. I can definitely see exactly what is going on. Let me see here. Okay. You say there's something that is showing on your bill, correct?
I beg your pardon?
You say there's something showing on your statement?
Yes, I have a 795 and a 5497.
Okay, all right. So
one on the 9th and one on the 12th.
Okay.
Of January.
All right. And let me start off. May I start off by getting the zip code attached to the card that is being charged?
89822.
And your name?
Gail Zomar.
Okay. Now, Ms. Zomar, I am showing that name in our system. I'm matching that zip code you provided me. Can you please verify the address on the account for security purposes?
What, my billing address or my house address?
I'm seeing there's a box.
Yeah, P.O. Box 471.
Okay, thank you. All right, give me one brief moment, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay. All right. So I do thank you so much there for holding. All right. So what I'm showing here, Zomar, on the account at this time, I am showing where there was $7.95 that was processed for shipping and handling to receive a dash cam. Looks like it was something done after a survey, and that was the free gift that was selected by paying shipping and handling. Now, I did mention that we do have a consumer web store where you can pick out many different gadgets and trinkets. And if you did not wish to be included in that Factory Direct Savings Club and receive that $125 gift card, we did strongly request you to give us a call within 48 hours for cancellation. Since I'm not showing any cancellation, you was actually enrolled in that club, charging you $54.97 and receiving a gift card every month.
Well, I haven't received any gift card, and I never did see that. I thought it was a freebie from Ace Hardware, and I received the cam card, and I gave it to my neighbor for a gift because I only paid this. I thought it was a dollar, so I wasn't aware of that. Do I still have to pay the $54, or can I cancel now, or what's happening?
Yes, ma'am. I can definitely get you canceled out. That'll make sure there's no reoccurring charges. That link was sent out to your email address of gail.zomer@yahoo.com. Now, in regards to that $54.97 charge, unfortunately, I'm not able to cancel out that entire charge that was billed. But as a courtesy, I can issue a 35% courtesy refund.
Well, I wasn't aware of that. To me, it didn't say anything about a club or anything. It just said choose from all of these things. There was like 20 of them, and I chose that one. And I didn't read any further to see that I had to join a club or I had to cancel or I was going to join a club. I don't see any of that on there.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Give me one brief moment.
Thank you. I really appreciate it because I'm on a fixed income. I'm 79 years old, and I just thought, and I do business at Ace Hardware. I just thought it was a promotional thing, and I went ahead and did it. And I usually don't do it because of things like this.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Let me see here.
I'm in a rural town, and it just has a little tiny Ace Hardware and one grocery store.
Oh, that's kind of remind me back where I am, my back home from where I'm from a little small town. I'm actually born in Alabama. It's like a little small town near Dothan.
Yeah, well, that's the same thing here. I'm in the middle of Nevada, but I'm 25 miles away from the biggest city. So there's like 2,200 of us here. There's a mining town that we have one grocery store and Ace Hardware. It used to be a grocery store, and they changed Ace Hardware, and we had to get another grocery store and one restaurant and one gas station. So I just thought it was a promotional thing from Ace Hardware because that's who I do business with here in town.
Okay. Now, I did actually message my supervisor. She did approve that I can issue a 50% courtesy refund towards that $54.97, but that is the most that I can do because it is it's still showing flexing that link was sent out to your email address.
Oh, yeah, and I probably deleted it because I didn't know who Fast Tech was.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Yeah, you know. Well, we hate for you to lose out on that gift card since it was sent out to you. I can have my supervisor send you out another link to where you can benefit from those credits. It won't be any charge in addition because your account is canceled out. But as I did mention, as a courtesy, I can get that what I can refund you. I can get that back to you within 3 to 5 business days, and it'll be $27.49.
$27.49.
Yes, ma'am.
And plus the $7.95.
Yeah, that's for the shipping and handling.
Okay. I appreciate that. If that's all you can do, that's all you can do. And I don't know anything about a gift card. What is the gift card pertaining to?
Well, yeah, you can't just like really use it like at different local stores. You can only use it online on our web store. But I'm getting email sent out so we can get a reset link sent to you to where you can access that online web store, you know, to get many different trinkets and gadgets that we do offer on that store up to $125.
Oh, okay. So then I get a gift card and I go to that website and I use it only on that website.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Well, if it isn't costing me anything, I'll check it out.
Yeah, no cost whatsoever. No shipping and handling, no surprise fees because your account is canceled. All right. Did I give you that cancellation number?
No, you didn't.
Okay. You ready?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And that is C as in cancel. 258-745.
Okay.
589.
Mm. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
And then the credit will just show on my next billing. Is that it?
Yes, ma'am. Just allow that no more than approximately 3 to 5 business days for that to reflect.
Okay. I won't notice it. I just got my billing, so I probably won't get it until this time next year. I mean, next year.
Next month, yes, ma'am. I hope you don't get your statement every year. That would be, that would be a headache.
Oh, my God, wouldn't that be a big one?
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for your help and for the deduction that you could give me.
Yes, ma'am.
I appreciate it.
No problem.
You
have
a great day. You're just a wonderful person.
Thank you.
You sound like a wonderful person. Thank you.
You're welcome, Ms. Gill, and thanks for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.